And as you know, we've been talking to lots of different folks about KSRO's 80th anniversary, folks that have spent time here on the air. And she is one of them. She is an author. She is also a talk show host. She's a syndicated person talking about food and wine and things like that. And she does about 85 other things. But so we can get to actually get to the meat of talking to her, let's welcome Marcy Smothers. Marcy Smothers Carricker is here today.
Good morning, Pat, and happy 80th KSRO.
Yeah, thank you very much. Ooh. We are celebrating. Tomorrow is the actual anniversary.
I know. I share it with my book birthday. It couldn't be better.
I know. And let's talk about that straight up, because I want to make sure we have time for that, too. I mentioned that Marcy is also an author, and her latest book is called Eat Like Walt.
As in Walt Disney.
As in Walt Disney. And it is a great success, and tomorrow is a big day for you with regard to that book.
Well, thank you, Pat. I mean, first of all, the day your book comes out is like one of, you know, is a big day, and that's tomorrow. I will have, everyone will be receiving their books. It's so exciting for my friends that pre-ordered on Amazon to say they're getting their notifications that their books will be at their doorstep tomorrow. But I'm also, as a longtime community member of Sonoma County, a huge supporter of our independent bookstores. And so tomorrow at Copperfields in Montgomery Village, I will have my official launch party at 7 o'clock. Mm-hmm. I am going to be bringing Walt's favorite cookies, and thanks to a good friend of mine, is a recipe that we did 40 batches of. They're called tea cakes, and they're iconic in the Walt Disney Studio animation history. So if you come to Copperfields tomorrow at 7, you can have your book signed, buy books, I'll give a talk, and you'll have treats that Walt actually ate.
You can actually eat like Walt.
You can actually, that's the point.
That seems perfectly relevant to me. All right, Marcy, now tell us about your experience here on KSRO. You were here for how long?
I was here about 2 years. So Brian Hudson, who was then the program director, called back in the day when they had landlines, right? There were cell phones then, but he called on the home phone, and essentially he said he was looking for somebody that was in the community to host a daily radio show. And at first I said no. I mean, at that point, Pat, the most people I could talk to were three at a cocktail party, much less get behind this mic and talk to thousands and thousands and thousands.
Hard to imagine now.
hashtag truth. However, a good friend of mine, who was a surrogate father to me, and he was much older, and he said, Marce, there's a saying we had in the Depression, take the cookies when they're passed. And so he convinced me, just go and try it. Just try it. So I sat where I am. Brian Hudson kind of guided me through the 2 hours. I talked about NASCAR. I was begging for a couch because at my NASCAR encampment, I like to have a redneck couch. Talked about best food mayonnaise and why you should never use Miracle Whip. And 75 people tried out. I got the job, which was shocking, so I'm glad I took the cookies. And I sat here for almost 2 years, about 19, 20 months, doing the Marcy Smothers Show from 9 to 11 a.m.
daily. And you were talking about things that people could relate to.
Everything. That was really, truly what news talk means, is whatever's in the news you talk about.
Yeah.
You know, and so I had a tremendous producer, Dina. I called her Dina the Axe Kodiak, and she and I would start very early in the morning, like 5 o'clock in the morning, choosing the stories, because as you know, when you're in the morning gig, it's much tougher, because you have to have everything prepared, and by 9, in my case, 9 a.m., by your case, what, 6?
Yes, that's when we go on the air, yeah.
Yeah, so it's, yeah. But anyway, but a pure joy, and that's where I honed my skills. I learned a lot here, and then I went on to KGO, and I was a substitute, a fill-in host for about 6 months, and that's when I knew news talk wasn't my thing. I really wanted to focus on food and wine, and then I launched a show with Guy Fieri, Food Guy and Marcy. We got into many markets across the country. That was about a 2-year project. That led to my first book deal, Snacks, Adventures, and Food, Aisle by Aisle, which led ultimately to my dream project, a book about Walt Disney and the food of Disneyland, Eat Like Walt, the wonderful food, the wonderful world of Disney food.
You must do a lot better than even an e-ticket when you go to Disneyland. I imagine you probably got VIP access everywhere.
No, girlfriend, I don't. You know, everyone asks me that. They also ask, do I get free tickets? No, people. There is no free. You earn it. As Walt Disney would always say, what's the secret to success and making your dreams come true? And he would say, work.
Yeah.
You know, so no, I worked for everything. I did not have e-ticket access, but I did write a lot of my book at Disneyland. I brought my laptop. It was there a lot because I felt I wanted to write for my audience, with my audience.
Yeah.
And being in the park, whether it was riding Walt's train or sitting on Main Street USA, I would feel the buzz and the hum and the magic and the wonder that still exists, all about what Walt created 50 years after his passing.
I know. It's an amazing, amazing place that really, there's no end to it. There's never going to be an end to Disneyland.
I don't think there is.
I don't think. And there was an end, though, to your stint here at KSRO. And I know you happened across lots of different personalities while you were here. And I know one of them was Jim Grady.
Oh, Jim Grady. Oh, my goodness. Well, first of all, Jim used to have me on his show all the time when I was wearing my communitarian hat. So whatever event or charity it was, he would always have me in. And we had a short crossover time when Jim was sitting across from me,
yeah,
running the board and being the host. And I would come and sit in my seat, where you are, at 9:03, and we would do in radio what we call crosstalk,
yeah,
chit chat back and forth about what we're going to talk about. And he was always sort of kid, and you go get him, and I'm all for you. And even if he didn't say that with words, he said it with his big, bright, sparkly eyes. He wanted this for me probably more than I did.
He was extremely generous. We you know, people who listen to Jim remember a lot of different things about him. One was he was a hell of a drinker. Let's just face it, okay?
Hashtag wagon wheel?
Yeah. 440 club, yeah,
yeah, those
things
two.
Like that.
But I can't pass those without thinking to Jim.
Me neither. Me neither. But he also was incredibly generous. Alex Stone talks about
of
it
course.
When he was a kid, and what that generosity ultimately led to for Alex Stone, who we'll be talking to tomorrow.
He was a tremendous mentor, and he was an example of it. You never felt like you were taken away from him. He just wanted to give everything to you to make sure you were successful on the air.
Yeah, that's the sign of a great leader.
Absolutely,
really.
And he was
a great leader who knows when to step aside and let somebody else take the spotlight.
But isn't it funny? We can think of Jim Grady when we're celebrating KSRO's 80th birthday, when we're listening to KSRO all day, and also when we pass 440 and wagon wheel. So, you know, Jim, you're alive.
Yeah, versatile. He was well-rounded, that's for sure.
In Lion King, they say he's alive within us, look to the stars. You know, Jim, you're alive within us, look to the bars.
That may be my greatest line about Jim Grady, and I've heard a lot of them over the course of the last month, but Marcy, that takes the cake. Well, thank you so much for being with us again tomorrow night at Copperfields in Montgomery Village, 7 p.m. Marcy will be there with her new book, Eat Like Walt.
And the one thing I might add, and thank you, Pat, for having me on the air, and happy 80th KSRO, is Copperfields does ask that you go to their website. It's free, and just register so they can get a sense of how many people are coming.
Well, yeah, because there's cookies involved.
There's cookies,
how many cookies
and tea cakes, two treats that Walt loved.
Okay, well, it's excellent. I'm looking forward to seeing the book, and I continued success to you.
Thank you, my friend.
And anytime you've got a community event coming up, you know you can come here. Anytime.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
A great part of our community, Marcy Carricker Smothers, and the air with us, celebrating 80 years on KSRO.